We've been doing a series of conversations about criminal justice and our criminal justice program, and we've got a really good kind of capstone to that series of podcasts today, a conversation with Genevieve Feliu, who is our Dean of the School of Undergraduate Studies here at Capella. Genevieve, good afternoon.
Hi there. How's it going?
It's good. Thank you for making time to do this.
Sure.
So let's talk quickly about the School of Undergraduate Studies. We're doing some cool stuff in the criminal justice program. We've kind of had these series of podcasts where we're talking about the idea of criminal justice, what people thinking about that as a career should consider, and some of the stuff that we're doing in our program. Why is this a priority for us, and what are we doing in the program?
So I think it's really important for everybody to recognize, and I think we all understand that this field is looking to professionalize. It's looking, people are looking to add to their education. It's becoming very clear that educated individuals have a larger repertoire of skills and knowledge to call upon. And, you know, back to that point about you have to make a split second decision with limited data. I mean, these guys are on the front line. Criminal justice professionals are on the front line making decisions far more important than I make in a day. They're going to impact people's lives. And so I think it was important to us to really address that. And then we wanted to add in, we thought we could add to the conversation with some of the ideas around how diversity impacts that. So we all go through life, the way we understand the world is not the way everyone else experiences the world. So it's important to understand that and understand how those different ideas of diversity that seem like philosophy on paper to us are real people thinking about things in different ways. How do we help people get ready for that and do better with that in the field is really where we would like to, that's where we're thinking in terms of this program.
We have a unique simulation environment within the program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this. We want to acknowledge that anytime that you need to make a rapid decision, if it's new to your brain has to stop and you have to process the situation. That can take a few seconds. It can take several minutes. And you just may not have that luxury in many of the criminal justice professions. You need to act now, and you need to have as many things in your toolbox to draw on as possible. So we are building this series of simulations and using those to give people the opportunity to be in a simulated, stressful, escalated environment, make a decision, and then debrief with others. You know, why did you make that decision? Was it the right decision? What were your strengths in that scenario? What are some areas to improve is what we're looking to do with that.
What are some of the skills learners will develop through the simulations?
We're hoping to, we're expecting learners to improve their decision making, and we're also looking for them to be able to not only make decisions faster, but be able to assess the situation and choose the most appropriate response from a range of possible responses. We also want people to start to work on understanding what does it mean to coordinate across groups in these situations. You're not only dealing with the individual in question, you're dealing with lots of different agencies, civilians, lots of things are happening in that space in that split second of time. So we're hoping to see people engage with that and understand how to think their way through that when it really happens.
Is this a situation where, when done well, the online learning environment can be more impactful than a traditional learning setting to develop these skills?
I believe that that's the case because we can control, A, what do you have access to, and B, the speed of the interaction. So it takes it a step above. It's the next level to role playing in that the immediacy is happening and we can add in and simulate a very realistic context or environment that's around you. There are all kinds of distractions in that environment, and we're able to put all of that into place in a way that you can't do with just face-to-face or non-online simulations.
What so if I'm someone thinking about this program and kind of asking myself, or let's take a step back, maybe it's not Capella's program, but if I'm thinking about going for a degree in criminal justice, what kind of questions should I be asking myself about the programs that I'm looking at, and what kind of questions should I be asking myself about whether this is the right thing for me to do?
Okay, so two questions there. So what should I be looking for in a program? Obviously, it needs to be accredited. We're always going to lead with that. Our suggestion is we really think that programs that are the right combination of academic and practitioner base is a really good way to go. We personally have built our entire faculty around that ideal because there are many, many academic things that you need to encounter, but at the same time, you need that practical experience to put it all into perspective.
Something John Sullivan and I talked a lot about.
Absolutely. I mean, we think that that's incredibly important for people to understand. Also want people to know that it's not going to be CSI. It's not going to be the TV shows that you see. One of the individuals, I appreciate how he's described it. You know, it can be, it's 99% day-to-day mundane stuff and 1% sheer terror. So you need to be realistic about what you're going into it for. If you're going in it to... you know, whip your sunglasses off and question everybody around you and be a profiler, you know, see, criminal justice may not be the right space for you. If you're looking to impact your community, make it a safer place to be, really help people, then it is a good degree and a good place to spend your time.
Yep. Let's kind of go a little bit bigger now. When you think about School of Undergraduate Studies for the next year, what are your biggest priorities and the things that you get the most fired up and excited about?
So I'm excited about the opportunity to really shape the undergraduate experience to align to the adult learner. I think that we, in general, big picture, have built a lot of undergraduate programs with that traditional age learner in mind. And I think what's been very exciting for me and what I get pretty jazzed about with our, where I'm looking to see the undergrad program go, is how do we bring these meaningful undergraduate experiences into the adult learner's space in ways that are relevant, interesting, and engaging for them. They bring a wealth of knowledge and experience that we need to build upon rather than set to the aside and start from ground zero. We think they're the next level.
Yep. As the dean, you're responsible for so much, right? Mm-hmm. And how do you account for, you touched on this a little bit, that our learner population is different from what people see it as a traditional learner population, even though it is the majority learner population in the United States of adults going back to school and getting degrees. They need different things. They move through programs in different ways. How do you account for that as dean, and how does that shape how you think about the job?
I think it's always important to first build flexibility into anything you do with adult learners. I myself am an adult learner, and I understand I don't miss deadlines because I stayed out too late the night before with my friends. I miss deadlines because I have a job. I need to pay the bills. I've got to take care of my family, or I have a sick child, or something real is going on in my life. So that's the first thing, is we're always trying to work with faculty and to build the curriculum in such a way that we can build in that flexibility. And then the other thing that gets that I enjoy about adult learners is really they bring their own experiences, they bring their own knowledge to the table. So we need to be building a curriculum that allows them to explore what they get excited about. I think it's important to understand today that you're not going to stop at your undergrad. You may not go on and earn additional degrees, but we're all in a position of being a lifelong learner. And that's the way that I approach undergrad and try to build out our programs, is that that's just the foundation. That's just step one. And we just want to give you the skills to be able to go forward and own your learning throughout your lifetime in ways that are compelling to you. And I think that's the key that we try to bring into everything we do in undergrad.
Suppose that there's an undergrad learner listening to this right now, procrastinating because they can't get fired up about the work that they need to do. So they're listening to my podcast, which you'd be surprised how often that happens. Genevieve is laughing. You can't see that. What advice would you give to them about staying motivated, staying committed, and persisting?
I think the first thing is to say the one thing that people are afraid to say. School is hard. Uh-huh. It's hard to get a degree. Yep. You're going to hit a wall. Everybody knows that. Don't ever be ashamed to raise your hand and say, hey, I've hit the wall. I need some cheerleading. I need a pep talk. I need somebody to cheer me on. Yep. So I think that that's the thing that I think adult learners struggle with the most, is that if I start and I don't finish, that I've somehow become a failure or added to my sense of failure. And I don't think you should feel that way. As I said, I'm an adult learner myself, and there are days where I say, why am I doing this? So if you're procrastinating, you're not sure what you want to do, get up, do it, start, every journey, you got to start with the first step. You're going to get through it. Some days are going to be tough. Some classes are going to be tough. Some classes aren't going to be that interesting. Yep. But you just got to keep your eye on the prize, and you just got to know that when you get to the end, people focus on their money. They focus on what they're going to do with their career. But the most important thing for me, I attribute nearly all of my professional success to getting an undergraduate degree, mm-hmm. because it taught me the discipline I needed to accomplish everything I've done since then. And so that's what I think is so important about it. And people, just do it. Just get up and do it.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks.